Thanks for listening to Exploring the Wine Glass podcast, the podcast for people who love wine. I'm Lori Budd, a UC Davis winemaking program and WSET Level 2 graduate. You can find Exploring the Wine Glass on all the socials as well as your favorite podcast catchers. If you haven't subscribed yet, now's the perfect time. I promise I'll never tell you what to drink, but I'll always share what's in my glass. Hey everyone, thanks for listening in. Today, we return to Wine Fabette Street with another special guest. Edith Bai is the winemaker for Chateau Durezla in the Tokaj region of Hungary. If you Google Kabar, a white grape, Chateau Durezla is the winery that pops up first. So we thought it was fantastic that we were able to learn about this Hungarian grape from an expert. I'd like to send out a very special thank you to Agnes Niemeth, creator, writer, editor, and founder of HungarianWines.eu for being instrumental in organizing the introduction that allowed us to ultimately record this episode. So, Kosonam, Agnes. I'm pretty sure I destroyed the proper pronunciation, but I hope you feel the heart behind it. So let's get right to it. It's time to unscrew, uncork, or saber a bottle, and let's learn about the white Hungarian grape variety Kabar on Wine Fabette Street. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Wine Fabette Street. Today, we have a special treat for you because we are actually speaking with Edith Bai, and she is in Tokaj, Hungary, and we are talking about Kabar. So this is really exciting for us.
I know.
It is 10 a.m. for me. Debbie?
1 p.m. my time.
And what time is it in Hungary?
7 o'clock p.m.
7 o'clock p.m. So we are across.
Dinner right in front of us.
Yes. Yes. So very exciting for us. So we're going to get started. We're going to start with our video and then we're going to come right back and hear about Kabar.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, and then the Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, A, Y, and Z. Now I know my A, B, C. Next time, won't you sing with me?
All right, so welcome, Ida. How are you today? This evening?
Fine. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We are fine. Everything is right in Hungary. Really summertime today. So it's really, really good to drink really good Tokaj wines because they are so fresh and fruity.
Wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into wine? And then go into the winery, how you found your way to the winery?
Okay, so I'm origin of the country of Tokaj. So I born here, my parents, my grandparents lived here. So when I was a child, we developed with the grapes and the wine also in Tokaj. And you know, this winery from the 2000 years developed with me because in that time I started with the university in Budapest. And the Deresla developed and my knowledge and my winemaker experience also developed. Sometimes I stopped. I went to for 1 year Argentina, 1 year for Jura from France, and I spent a few months in the Champagne wine region in France, and of course I returned to the Deresla after. So this is the 20 years when I work with the Deresla team.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about the winery itself? The chateau?
Yes, we are one of the oldest winery in the Tokaj wine region. We have a traditional cellar system, which is 1 kilometer long. Of course, the traditional Tokaj wines, Asu, Samorodny, sweet wine, is being made in a barrel and this traditional cellar place. And of course, we have Furmint, Hashlevelu, and Kabar, which is a new modern technology we made. And we made in a stainless tank. So in Tokaj, always we compare the two technologies because the Asu winemaking is really old and the traditional recipe when we learned from our grandparents' parents. And we use, of course, the small barrels. We need more time. So it's a traditional winemaking method.
Are the cellars all underground?
Yes, the cellar, of course, underground. And it's almost more than 500 years old, this cellar. So you can see a lot of Kladosporium cellary on the wall, and in the barrel, the Asu wine is aging in the barrel minimum 2 months, 2 years, sorry. And of course, they are rest here and with a little bit oxidation method when we made. And of course, the botrytization process in Tokaj is very, very important because this process can produce the sweet wine for us.
So I had the pleasure of going to Hungary, but I never made it to the Tokaj region. I got to experience the Tokaj wines and enjoy them very much, but I actually never got to visit it. Can you tell us a little bit of like geography of where Tokaj is and what the like history of Tokaj is?
Yes, of course, you know, Tokaj is the east north parts of Hungary, near to the Ukrainian and Slovakian border. And all the appellation, 5,000 hectares, no more. So a small appellation is Tokaj, but this small appellation can produce really, really nice, good and unique sweet wine in the world. So a lot of people knows what Tokaj Asu means, but of course don't know what is dry Furmint. Maybe a dry Kabar is a very exciting besides the Furmint grape type. And of course this Tokaj wine region 5 million years ago was a big volcano. So the most important, we have volcanic soil, rheolite and andesite tuff. So under the interruption, the tuff is go down, and this rheolite and andesite tuff can produce really good soil for the grape type, of course. And of course, we have a special microclimate, which together can produce the Tokaj wines.
Wow. I didn't realize it was volcanic. I mean, I learned something.
yeah. So, in terms of history of the region itself, like how is there like historical significance to the region? You know, like there's so much turmoil in Budapest.
Tokaj was the first closed wine region in all over the world, because in the 17th century declaration, this wine region can be closed because we can produce so special wine and there is no this type of wine, natural wine, of course, no added sugar and nothing, just the method we made. Other part can produce, so King Declaration closed this wine region in the 17th centuries, and of course the most famous wine was the Osu wine, because the botrytization process is so strong. Need, of course, the volcanic soil, need a grape variety, which name is Furmint. More than 67% of the wine region is Furmint. 20% Hachlevelu, and the other is Yellow Muscat, Cabar, Zeta, and Kövérszőlő. So we have just one leg in the wine region, that is the Furmint, because this grape type is can produce and reflect the microclimate and the soil, what we have in Tokaj. And this grape type can produce really good acidity, minerality in the wine, and of course, sensible for the botrytization. So we can produce a long life wine. Of course, at this moment, nowadays, there are two methods. We made the Furmint. The one is a little bit fresh, young, and fruity style Furmint with stainless tank. And of course, when you use more barrel aging, minimum 1 year, and you use the Surly technology, and of course you use and select the special vineyards, and you select the grape type, the grape, the maturation, which level of the maturation is the Furmint. You can make really good, nice, and long life wine, not just for one or two easy to drink wine. You can make 10, 20 years old wine, dry wine, no sweet, dry wine, which is really, really long life. And of course, everything is calling about Furmint. But today, my colleague said to me, I need to speak about the Cabar.
That's right.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about this Cabar grape, because I read it hasn't been around that long, and that it's a cross between, I can't pronounce it, the first one, the one that starts with an H, and Beauvais. Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
you know, my grandfather was Hungarian. He was from Budapest.
Exactly.
But he refused to teach the language to us kids because he said it was stupid. So, and I would never use it. I would never use it.
So the Cabar is the newest grape. The cepage is the newest in Tokaj. Mm-hmm. Because at this moment we have six grape type cepage which is allowed to plant in the wine region, and it was allowed in 2007. So before 2007 we made this wine in the dry version, but in that time it was just a table wine in Tokaj. It was the exceptional, the most exceptional and the most expensive table wine in Hungary, this Cabar. So the Cabar is a new hybridization, so no endemic. It was the 60s years, Tokaj, near to Tokaj in Tartsal, we had a research institute, and a new hybridization which László Brezovčík made from Hachlevelu and Bouvier crossing. So one parents of the Cabar, of course, is origin endemic from Tokaj. And the features, one features is came from the Hachlevelu, the small berries, little bit thicker, so bigger skin like the Furmint. And that's why it's not so sensible for the botrytization. Need more time, a little bit. But, for example, the sugar collection is very, very strong in the cupboard. So when you would like to make dry wine from this cépage, you need to decide in 3 days which parameters it has, because you wait 5 days and it will be semi-sweet or sweet wine immediately.
So you have to know going in, are you going to make it dry
yes.
or semi-sweet?
You have just 1-2 days to decide, okay, this state is it's very good.
So with its thick skin, does it create a very deep colored wine?
Exactly, because we use the maceration for just hours, but the color is sometimes darker on the more intensive, like in the fourmint. And of course, the features of the hash levelu, the floral smell or taste is in the wine.
So, do you have a glass with you?
Yeah, let's see that wine.
Let's see, yes, because you have no.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So are you...
right?
Yes. Is this a wine that is drunk typically slightly chilled?
Yes. Okay. Maybe it's a little bit too cold, but... today is so hot in Hungary, immediately it will be warm, so
yeah.
I need to do this day. So I don't know, can you see the color? Maybe not.
Wait, no.
I try to show you.
Let's see. Oh, that's beautiful.
Here you can see, not
that
really.
That looks really nice.
But
it's
a little bit more,
for a hot day.
Darker, like in a... like a normal fourmint.
A full, very full-bodied. Full-bodied on the palate?
Of course, in your mouth is a full-bodied, and it always contains high level of glycerin. So it has really got structure of the wine and the minerality and any kind of floral taste on the wine, plus a little bit cinnamon and vanilla, of course, maybe came from the barrel, because it spent 8 months in barrel.
Wow.
And the alcohol is, the alcohol level of the cupboard is always high, a little bit, because when it reached the 13, between 13 and 14, the alcohol, the smell and the structure is the best. If you don't use this alcohol, not so long life, the wine.
Okay.
Huh? You understand?
Yeah.
My English is not so good.
No, we get it.
What is the alcohol content of the wine? What is the percentage?
This is exactly 13.
13.5,
I remember, but on the label is 13.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Okay. So do you know when they were doing this cross, right? So typically when the mad scientists get together and create their cross, there's something they're specifically looking for?
Of course.
What were they looking for?
In the time, we looked for the answer how we can to be wider the cépage in Tokaj, which is sensible for the botrytization. So in that time, we made a lot of experiment with Sauvignon Blanc from Sauternes or Semillon or something like this, and it wasn't looked so good. All of them, and let's try a new hybridization with one parent's origin came from Tokaj, and let's see other parents. And the other parents is the Bouvier, which is natural, can produce natural wine, and of course sensible for the botrytization. And we had in that time a tea version. T1 to Tartsal. It was the name of the institute, the Tartsal, and we had Tartsal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 10 version was the best. We have other one, the Tartsal 7, is also nice, just always the color is not yellow, always the color is reflect more green colors, and the taste is not so honey and apricot. The taste is more like peach or other tropical fruits, which we talked in 2007 between the Tartsal 7 and the Tartsal 10 clone. This, it was the name of the clone, Tartsal 7 and Tartsal 10. We talked, the 10 is much better for us to make dry wine and, of course, sweet wine and for the botrytization, like the Tartsal 7. The other clones, it's not working really good. So,
so this is only grown in Tokaj, correct? Like it's not grown anywhere else in Hungary.
Exactly, exactly, yes. So Kabar is just in Tokaj. I have now heard about other wine region can produce this wine or has this grape type.
Is it similar by your description of it? It kind of brought Viognier into my brain.
Me too, with the honey.
Yes, if you need to compare with something, yes, you can do it, but unique characteristic.
Okay.
Unique.
The aromatics made me think Viognier, but and then some Viogniers have that glycerin, have that, you know, the fuller body.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And it is known to be very low yielding. Correct? The Kabar?
Yes.
It's low yielding. So
about
how many,
yes,
what's your per hectare do you harvest?
We have, you know, with the grapes, with the plant cordon.
Okay.
The method of the plant when we're growing. And of course, this method is the low yielding is very important, and it produce maximum 40 hectoliters per hectares.
Okay.
So.
Okay, and is it early, late ripening?
No, very early. Sorry, yes, I have forgotten to say. The ripening is a very early time, so this is the first harvest we do in Tokaj, the dry Kabar. It means the first week of September. So in this time we start with just, if anybody would like to make sparkling, base of sparkling from Furmint. So we need to do the harvest of, if you would like to make a dry Kabar, in the first week of September, more or less. So, of course, every year is different, but the first week of September, the first day is 1, 2, 3 of September is sometimes it's good.
So that's coming up soon.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, of course, the Furmint is end of September or beginning medium of October or later, sweeter and sweeter, of course. But for the dry Furmint, end of September, late ripeness. But this is early, very early.
Okay. And can this be, do you, well, maybe not necessarily you, but can we find this in a sparkling form, in the dry form, and in a sweet form? Is it found in all different?
We made two times during these 20 years. We made two times sweet wine from the cupboard. It's really, really nice and special wine, fruity and fashionable, but no, not really very interesting, because the sweet wine of the cupboard is not really long life. Okay. So 5 or 8 years, it's very good. And after, the acidity is not so high, and after, the acidity is missing. Because if you make dry furmint or sweet furmint, wines, it has so hard and strong acidity level, then can keep the wine for 10, 20 years. But the cobar is less the acidity, and that's why the sweet, and in the case of the sweet wine, is more important, I think, like in the dry wine. So that's why in the first years it's very, very nice and special taste, but after the because of the acidity is not so high. Not so exciting wines, but it was very, very, very nice. Late harvest in 2007, and we made a small Asu wine. But you know, all the cabar is in the Tokaj wine region is 25 hectares, no more.
Oh.
All the wine region, so it's a special. It's a very small area.
Very. How many bottles of cabar do you produce?
We have 1 hectare, so 3,000 bottles, no more.
3,000 bottles.
We would like to settle to plant next year 1 or 2 hectares.
Well, I'm just going to say that when you Google cabar, this is what comes up. So you are the the winery known for cabar. That's that is impressive. That when you Google it, that's what comes up. So so how did hit Duresala, Chateau Duresala? Am I saying it correctly? Okay. How did you come across getting the vines? Like how they created this grape? You know, and I think, I don't know, Debbie, if I'm wrong, this is the youngest grape we've ever talked about,
I think,
right?
So, right? Yes.
Okay, so they created this grape in 2006. How did you
I think that's when they allowed it to be planted. It was made in 1967, from what I'm seeing. Is that correct?
Yes, so cabar has in Tokaj from the 70s years, because the institute in Tartsal tried to find a new cepage, and in 2007 it was allowed to be a Tokaj wine. Before that, it was just a table wine in Hungary.
Okay. So before that, before it was allowed to be a Tokaj, you could make it, but you couldn't put Tokaj on the label. It would have to be just a table wine.
Exactly. Okay. Here, the hybridization happened here in Tokaj. No, the Chateau Duresla, we have an institute and in that building and with people. But of course, I know very well who made this grape type.
Okay, cool. And then if somebody was going to sit down with a glass or two of cabar, like what food pairings would you recommend this goes with?
You know, here in the wine region, we have a small forest and we have a lot of wild animals. Okay. Deer. And etc. And we like to eat with wild meat, when we made with fruit sometimes. So not so spicy, but spicy with fruits, so this wild meat is sometimes made a little bit sweeter, sweet taste, if you understand, with blackberries, black fruits. And this type of food is from the Zemplén Mountains, is a really good pass together. But of course, you can drink with any kind of cake with nuts, just with honey, but not so sweet. But we have, I don't know in English, a special cake in the Christmas time with stuffed with nuts. And
I actually know what you're talking about.
With vanilla sauce and here, the typical.
And of course, just on its own, right? On those very hot days, it's good on its own.
It's a little bit the wine alone is too serious, I think. But of course, you can drink and taste because, but too serious. So,
serious.
Okay.
Yeah. So much better if you eat and drink, because the taste you can feel. Of course, you can drink alone, but when you drink alone wine, it's more easy, lighter wine.
What would you want somebody to know, that when they came to Hungary and saw the kabar on the wine list, why should they order that over something that they are familiar with?
Right, somebody
because
who's
the
new
only
to it.
Only in the world, the kabar, the cepage, there are no just in Hungary, the only in the world, the grape, the cepage also, and the wine also. So, and of course, it's not Furmin, because if anybody came to Hungary and go Tokaj, can taste a lot of Furmint, colorful face of the Furmint, and you can compare, but the cover is the only one.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Looking to be in the know about Dracena wines? Want to know when we release our new wines? Find out about all of our accolades and get some behind-the-scenes information? Well, all you need to do is sign up for our newsletter. There is no commitment necessary, and I promise you we won't spam your mailbox with loads of messages. Need another reason to sign up? Quite possibly the best reason? You will immediately get a code for a special discount on all of our wines and be privy to newsletter-only specials. Let Dracena Wines turn your moments into great memories. Sign up simply by heading to our website, dracenawines.com, and fill out the pop-up or sidebar. It will take less than a minute of your time, but the rewards will last forever. We couldn't find kabar here. So like how much is exported, or is it so small that you guys are consuming it all yourselves?
Very interesting, yes, because we have now enough, what I've said, 25 hectares, all the wine region we have, and we have a little bit more than 1 hectare. But at this time in Hungary, we have a fan club, a lot of people who like the kabar and always make a booking, you know, when visit, when they fermented in the bottle, and let's taste and see and buy the kabar. And a lot of people who came from abroad is when they taste, and everybody say, it's very, very interesting, and I would like a few bottles. So at this moment, we have a small export, but of course it's a limited area, so we have no enough. That's why we would like to settle 1 or 2 hectares, no more, but a little bit more, because everybody is interested in this limited wine. And
how much does it sell for? What is the cost And it can be in euros or whatever.
How much is
a bottle the
price?
Of the car?
Right.
The price? It's a
yes.
Very good question. In euro, in the winery, 20 euros.
Okay, so it's probably...
You speak about dollars.
So that's like $24.
A little bit less dollars.
Mm-hmm.
18 of...
Oh, I went the wrong way. Okay, I went the wrong way. Okay, so that's not bad.
No, not at all.
And is it, can somebody, like if we were in Budapest, are we able to see Kabar on some of the wine lists? Like, are the sommeliers that are outside of Tokaj itself interested in this grape to add it to their wine lists? Or are we really just seeing it in Tokaj itself?
On Budapest, of course, some restaurants, yes, of course, we have Kabars. And yes.
Okay. And so can you take us through like your so you're harvesting, this is a state fruit, so is the vineyard directly by your chateau? Like how long does it take you to go from picking to starting to process?
10 minutes, 20
okay.
minutes. So we use the small boxes, which contains maximum 20 kilograms, no more. And after the harvest, 20 minutes, and we put the press. So
okay.
The transportation time, Tokaj is a small wine region, so there is no 1 hour and you can across Tokaj from the start to the end. So. It's not wine, big wine region. That's why it's very good, because the transportation is not crushed, the bunches.
Okay. And here in America, we have a huge, I don't want to use the word trend, but kind of towards orange wines. So leaving it on the skin to give it that little orange hue. Have you experimented with that?
No. No, not really. No, we didn't make orange wine. No, but maybe this type of grape could be interesting for making orange wine, because it really has really nice health skin,
right.
And the skin is so exciting, can produce exciting aromas and color. Maybe yes. It's a good idea.
All right, there you go.
To make orange wine from Kabar.
There you go. And then you had mentioned that it does, it ages in oak. So are you using neutral oak, new oak? Is it Hungarian oak? What are you?
Yes, of course. This is just 100% Hungarian oak, which wood is came from this wine region, the Zemplén, because we use... Hungarian oak, most of them, but one part is came from the south part of Hungary, but the Kabar is better pass with the oak from our wine region, you know. After Tokaj there is a bigger region that name is Zemplén, small mountains, and so the wood for the barrels also its origin in Hungary and from this country, and we made this batonnage technique minimum 8 months or 12 months, no more. And
that's steel, just steel, or is it always oaked?
Always oaked, but when you taste the wine, you can feel really. So if you use 1 year or 8 months furmint in barrel with Surly technique, of course, its structure is built together and developed together, but this wine is like a silk. So built together with the oak, So there is no oak taste in the wine, not really. When it's young, it's okay, 1-2.5 years and no more, no more. After it disappear, I don't know why. When we 1 year I made without any bottle, but it wasn't so successful. No, the aromas destroyed 2 years and destroyed. But when you use oak, the aromas can keep 8 years or 10 years. So,
so you can really age it.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Then can you do you use French oak for anything, for any of your productions, or is everything home Hungarian oak?
We use just Hungarian oak. Very good Hungarian oak, yes.
And since we're honestly much more familiar with French oak versus, you know, an American oak, can you tell us, like, what is the difference between, you know, what are the main differences between, like, a French oak barrel and a Hungarian oak, other than where it comes from, obviously?
Well,
but
what does Hungarian oak impart in,
right,
in the wine?
Of course, the Hungarian oak for us is the best. The French is very, very elegant, really elegant and good, but need to select among the French oak. The Hungarian oak, we are small producers, but in very good quality. So, for example, when we make us wine, we use the south part of Hungary, is that wine region is Villany. We buy oak from that part because that contains more coffee, chocolate, but contains so nice and tannins, which really good pass together with the Osu wine, the sweetness, the acidity, the minerality. When we make dry wine, I prefer the oak from our wine region, the Zemplain. This is a little bit colder part and contains more green, but a good green tannins in the wine, which can keep more fresh dry wine. So, so these are the two features of four barrels.
Are there, you know, every grape has its positives and its, you know, not so necessarily negatives, but things that it's prone to, you know, like some are prone to, you know, mold, some, you know, is there anything that you have to be concerned about when you're growing Khabar? Like things you're worried about that you have to pay attention to as it's evolving in the vineyard.
Any negatives? Not really easy to work with the Khabar. The only one is the sugar collect thing. So the ripeness happened. So unripped, and immediately 1-3 days and became rip. So the maturation happened, and after collect the sugar. So the only problem to catch the harvest time, I think. But any kind of any dishes is no problem because the bunches are so the berries is not closed too much together. So if you use a good green working, you can protect all the dishes. So of course, if you choose good parcels, which is windy and you have no problem with the cold, you know, in the winter time, and we have in a good parcel, in a good planting and the method, in the plant. We use a good green work in the summertime. So the only one problem is to catch the harvest.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
in terms of somebody who's new to Kabar, as I think we all who are going to be listening to this and watching this, what if you could give like two things or three things that, and I think this is what Debbie was trying to get at before, like, you know, three things that somebody should remember about Kabar, what would those three things be? Like,
if you taste the Kabar, the three things you will remember, or you need to know three things about Kabar. At first, you will taste a unique and wine from Tokaj, which is no other in the world. The second, you will taste a really nice and big dry wine. So you will feel the difference. And the third is one of my favorite. So it's when you taste, you feel it's really, nobody tell me, oh, what a grape, or I don't like it. Nobody. The last 20 years, everybody who tasted the Kabar said, yes, this is something different.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to go to Hungary and come over and visit you and taste your Kabar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in the next 2 years, I will be over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, probably
after the
year. Debbie and I keep... Debbie and I keep adding lists of places where we're going to go on wine trips together. So
yeah,
we will definitely
make the harvest together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to do a harvest. Absolutely. So thank you so much for joining us today. This has just been wonderful. You're our first international guest as well.
Yay!
Oh.
Hungarian wine always has a special place in my heart because my family is from Hungary and they're from the Tapakola region. They were involved in the wine region up there. So, my maiden name is Luxner, so they were involved, big wine merchants up there. But anyway, so this was just been lovely and wonderful to have you as a guest, and to not only do we explore the Kabar grape, but we also explore the Tokaj region of Hungary, and really I think open people's minds to it, so hopefully they will visit and, you know, drink Kabar as well.
In our first season on Wine for Bet Street, we did do ferment, so this is a nice you know, following up on the region, and I'm sorry, nothing beats it learning from it first, from a firsthand person. You know, we can do all the research that there is, but to hear it from an expert in it is so much better than us doing any research on our, you know, for it.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Unless you can pronounce everything, we can't.
Yes. So thank you very much.
Do you want to tell us where everybody can find, you know, you and the winery online, on any social media platforms?
Anybody in the harvest time, go to Tokaj or visit the Chateau de Resla, and we can meet just 5 minutes or 1 hour, no more in that time. Anybody like to do a bit fall in love with the Tokaj one, and you know, when we make the osu berries harvesting, and you can taste an essentia, for example, when you made the osu wine, it's a really enjoy thing and unforgettable, you can forget in your life.
And are you open? I mean, forget pandemic thing, but are you typically walk-in open for tastings, the winery, or they need to schedule an appointment, or how does somebody, if they're in the area, come taste with you?
Yes, of course, we have a wine shop in the cellar, beginning of the cellar, and it's open every day. But the half part of our partners or guests always make an appointment, and me or the managing director or any kind of other colleagues, we always make a special program, and so a little bit learn about Tokaj, not just taste 1 hour and go away. So we always organize a complex program for them. But of course, in this case, we need to make an appointment and need more time, not just 1 hour, and that's all. So in the harvest time, a lot of people came, and because we are not closed, I always like to show what we are making. Let's go to the vineyard, or let's see this tank, which kind of the fermentation. Or, for example, the people who love the Kabar in Hungary, there are a small group, the Kabar fan club, always like to go to the winery and check the barrels itself. Yes, this is my favorite, or which day we made the harvest, or just the taste in the fermentation, and after 1 year, let's see in the bottle.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. All right.
Well, I think that's about it, don't you?
Yeah. We, again, just thank you so much for taking time out of your day. And again, our first international guest, so thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, and next time in Tokaj.
Okay, yes. We'll see you next time in Tokaj.
Yes, awesome. Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, enjoy the rest of that bottle, and I am craving a way to find a kabar somewhere, so we'll have to be.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Edith.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Bye. Bye-bye.
This has been another episode of Exploring the Wine Glass. Thanks for listening. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like me to discuss, please reach out on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Exploring the Wine Glass. I'm also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt-Budd. Of course, you can always email me at exploringthewineglass@gmail.com. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast catcher to help others find me more easily. Until next week, sláinte!